Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible. Today, we're going to look at Nehemiah chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. When Sanballat heard that we were rebuilding the wall, this is Nehemiah writing, he became angry and was greatly incensed. He ridiculed the Jews, and in the presence of his associates in the army of Samaria, he said, "What are those feeble Jews doing? Will they restore their wall? Will they offer sacrifices? Will they finish in a day? Can they bring the stones back to life from those heaps of rubble, burned as they are?" Are you ready to partner with God on a great adventure? Are you ready for God to work through you to accomplish something significant? I mean, really significant. Then get ready for some opposition. That's what we're reading about in today's passage. When Nehemiah returned to Jerusalem to rebuild the walls, not everyone was overjoyed, for Sanballat and his friends rebuilt walls meant less power for them. They did all they could to stop the project. And in a series of mocking questions that we read today in our passage, Sanballat worked to deflate the workers' spirits and to deliver paralyzing discouragement. Don't be surprised when the opposition shows up. It may come from people you don't particularly like, or even from family and friends who think they are looking out for you. It may come from a personal setback, or it may come from Satan himself. However, God's work is too important to stop before it's finished. So stay in the game and finish the work God has called you to do. Father, hearing ridicule and criticism is hard, no matter the source. In the midst of opposition, help us keep our eyes focused on you. Give us the strength and courage we need to complete great things for you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.